Well, so we're going to continue today in the Daf Yomi BaHalacha. We're going to actually catch up from Sunday, Monday, and today's Daf Yomi BaHalacha. So we're going to begin in Simen Ayin Heif Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is again Simen Ayin Heif, Simen 75, Sif Gimel. Yesh Leizar Mishmias Kol Zemer Isha B'Shas Kriyashma. One should be careful to avoid a woman singing, hearing a woman singing during the time of Kriyashma. So the Rama writes, Hagop Afilu B'Ishto. This is true even with one's wife. Aval Kol Haragil Bo Eino Erva. But ultimately, again, a voice that he is used to hearing does not represent an erva. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. So first of all, the Ber Halacha quotes that Zemer Isha applies even to Pinuya, even ultimately, again, a single woman. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Yud Ches HaRagil Bo, Lo Tzilomer Kevan SheRagil Bo, Lo Yava Lide Hirhor. So since, again, a man is accustomed to hearing this particular voice, it won't bring him to arousal. Va'afilu Me'ishas Ish, Va'afilu Hachi Asra L'Chavi L'Honos Medibura, She'afilu Be'Begadeh Asra L'Stakya L'Honos. This is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the idea that a call, a voice that a man is accustomed to, ultimately, again, even if it's that of a married woman, does not go ahead and represent an erva. However, again, l'chatchila, it would appear that it's better to avoid any semblance of these things during the Zman Kriyashma, as one should generally try to avoid those things that could lead to unnecessary arousal. Halacha dalet, asra likros keneged erva, filusha ovid gilulim. One is not permitted to recite Kriyashma opposite someone else's nakedness, even if this is of a Gentile. V'chein keneged ervas katan osir. So too, to go ahead and recite Kriyashma opposite the erev of a child is also aser. The Yishmatir in the Rama writes, Yishmatir neged ervas katan calls man shein aroy labia. So some say that a katan, a young child, as long as he or she is not capable of bia, is not at the age of physical maturation where bia would occur, where relations would occur, therefore again the erva doesn't have a status of erva. V'chein ikar, and in fact the Rama says this indeed is the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah comments over here in Chavdal v'chein ikar, Kasav Magin Avram, Demi komakom lo ye'echoz amoel be'erva b'shas habracha. This actually has an interesting implication that the moel should not hold the erva of a baby right before he's making the bracha for the milah. Ve'eliyorav machzis ha'shekel makilin u'haprim v'godim kased da'achshav she'in bekiyin kol kach yishlachush l'sakon v'yishlit bos biyado ve'gam agro b'yardeya simin reish samichei pasuk da'asra la'asos ke'amagin arvam. This is quite interesting. So now, based on the Rama, so let's say again, at the time of the Bris Milah, where the baby's erva is exposed, so according to the Rama, the baby's erva does not have the status of an erva, since obviously the baby is not capable of engaging in relations. So based on that, the Gra and others say that the Moel is permitted to hold the erva while reciting the bracha of Ala Milah in order to be prepared for the Milah. Others, like the Magen Avraham, say better not to hold the erva at the time of the mila itself. Halacha hey, erva ba'ashashis v'ro'os aderach tafnosa asra likros kinegda. If one sees the nakedness of another, ashashis literally means like glass, meaning that there's a separation, there's a barrier, but it's see-through. So asra likros kinegda, one should not recite shema while looking at the erva. D'chsev v'lo yire b'cha ervas dover v'mischazya, because the pasuk says you shall not see any kind of nakedness. And in this case, of course, the nakedness is visible. Halacha vav. So let's say again, a person was standing opposite someone else who's unclothed, but a person turns away, or a person closed their eyes, or it's night where a person is blind. In all of these cases, a person is permitted to be kriyashma. This is actually a very interesting halacha. So meaning, as much as one is not permitted to recite kriyashma opposite the erva, but at the end of the day, if one either closed one's eyes, or one looked away, or one turned away, since the erva is not visible, one could recite Shema. And the Shulchan Aruch explains that's because when it comes to Shema, the real prohibition is to see the erva. So as long as one is not seeing the erva, it is not problematic. Let's begin now, Simen Ayin Vav, now we're going to start yesterday's Daf Yomi Bahalacha. We just finished Sundays. Now to go on to Mondays, Tzoa Ba'ashoshes, Mutra Likros Kinek, Da'apa Pi Shero, Oso Derech Tafnose, Mishom De Bikiso Ital Rachmano, Dechse Bikisiso Tzeh, Secha Bahamiskasio. Another very important halacha. Let's say there's human waste. there's human waste. So again, this normally Torah refers to feces. So if you have feces that you covered over with glass, even though it's transparent and one could still see the feces, nevertheless, one is still permitted to recite Shema. And the reason for that is because when it comes to waste, the Torah says v'kisisa se'esach, we have to cover it. So as long as there is a halachic covering over the feces, then that is going to be enough. So this is actually quite interesting, because you see the difference here between human waste and erva. When it comes to erva, you're not allowed to see the erva. When it comes to the waste just has to be covered. So even if it's covered in something that is transparent, that still satisfies the criteria for covering it, and everyone would be permitted to recite Shema. So this is interesting. So the Berhetiv just adds in over here, this of course is assuming there's no odor. If there's an odor, we'll discuss that in just a moment. Halacha beis, tzoa beguma. Similarly again, if there's waste, if there are feces in a pit, maniach sandalo ala vekori dechashiva kemechusa. If one puts one's foot over the hole, and covers the hole like that, then one is permitted to say Shema, because it's covered. V'cheivan she'in reach ra magia lo mutar, and as long as there's not a bad odor, one could recite Shema. V'hu shelo yeh sandalo nogea ba, as long as one's shoe is not actually touching the waste. Halacha gimel, ha'viru tzoa lefanov, if, let's say, again, somebody was transporting human waste opposite the individual, Asr likros kinegdo, one is not permitted to go ahead and recite Shema while opposite the feces. While opposite the feces. So this is actually interesting. The Mishnah Brura comments over here, kinegdo ein bet min sifka and ches, ein bet beis Yosef disover, the lechalik bin tzvak vola overes, al king gam bazeh, ba'in an harchaka milafanav kimelo inav, milachrav dal ramos. So this happens to be a case over here of where the tzoa, the waste, is passing before the individual. So we'll see later on that there are some that want to make a distinction between what we call tzoa overes, which means waste that is passing by the individual, versus waste that is fixed in place. So in this case over here, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to make a distinction. One is not permitted to daven opposite feces. Upi chazir kitzoa overes dami. And the mouth of a pig is like literally feces that are being transported. And therefore va'afilu, and therefore one would not be permitted to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema while standing opposite a pig. Afilu ola min ha'nar ena rechitza mo'eles. Lo da'havik graf sharei. And with a pig, interestingly enough, even if the pig were to emerge from a river, and meaning it just was washed, so to speak, still it has the status ultimately of garbage, of waste, and therefore one would not be permitted to recite Shema while standing opposite the pig. Halacha dalid, haisa tzoa al bisaro, if let's say there were feces on one's skin, umechusa bibigada, but ultimately again it was covered with one's clothing, or for that matter, one extended one's hand into the bathroom but did not smell anything bad, is no odor. Yesh matirim likros v'yesh osrim. So this is an interesting halacha, because in this particular case, what's happening over here is there's waste on the body of the person, but it's covered. Or a person's hand is extending into a beis hakise, into a place, into a bathroom where people relieve themselves. So in both of these cases, there's no smell, but one is, so to speak, has contact with waste. So whether or not one is permitted to go ahead and recite Shema is a machlokes. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura says over here in Yud Beis Matirin, Tichsiv kol haneshama tahalal ka, dahainu hapeh v'achotin v'chal hilo, aval shar evarim afilo inam nikiyim shari. So the opinion that permits it says, as long as there's no smell, and as long as the mouth is clean, one is permitted to recite Shema, even if technically there's waste on some other part of the body. Vayish osrim, but those who prohibit this say, they say the reason is, Tichsiv kol atzmosai tomar nashem michamocha, ba'inon shiv kulam nikiyim. Others explain that no, the entire body of the individual must be clean in order to be able to recite Kriya Shema. Upashat alafiza hu adinim echa me'evarvu besocht alat amos shalat soa kam kin asr mitamze. So using the same logic that the entire body has to be clean, if a person was standing within dalat amos of waste of feces, the halacha would be the same, and they would not be permitted to recite Shema. Vimat soa hi abegadov mechusa milamala gam kin luchole almashari. If ultimately again the feces were on top of the clothing but were covered, so everybody agrees that it's mutter as long as there's no as long as there is no smell. Now, you understand the difference over here is that halacha lemaisa, the Ish Osrim say that the entire body has to be fit to recite Shema. Therefore, if there's feces, if there's waste on the body itself, even if it doesn't smell it, even if it's covered, you still can't say Shema. But even according to that opinion, if one had feces, let's say on one's clothing, but the clothing itself was covered, the feces were covered, then halacha lemaisa, again, it would not pose any kind of problem. But one should always try to strive that his clothing should be clean, and specifically at the time for davening. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, V'yish omrim, shelo hitir hamatir betzoa besara, ele b'mokom shi nichse me'elea b'lo malbush, kegon atzila yadav, v'nachon la'asos kedivrei hamachmir. So this is interesting. So some say that even those who permit you to say Shema, while there is feces on your body, but it's covered, has to be in a case where it's naturally covered by the body, but not where it's covered by the clothing. Meaning it has to be naturally covered. So let's say, again, one has it by their armpit, or one has it by the inside of the thigh, parts of the body that are naturally covered, then one could go ahead and recite Shema like that. V'nachon la'asos kedivrei hamachmir. And it is appropriate to be machmir in this case. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, so if one has feces on their body, even if it does not smell, and even if it's covered, ideally one should not recite Shema under those circumstances. Hagah, the Ramah says, v'shichva zera b'sar dino kitzoa, and having dried semen, or for that matter, it doesn't have to be dried, having semen on one's body has the same halacha as soa, has the same halacha as waste, as feces. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, it says, dino kitzoa, rot zelomer alkein yesh, so this is very important. Therefore, if one has semen on his body, even if it's covered, and even if there's no smell, one should not go ahead and recite Shema like that. However, again, if the semen is on the body, is on clothing, and the clothing is covered, one would be permitted to recite Shema. And some say that semen doesn't have the status of feces. Sefer Chassidim Simen Tov Kuf Tes Muchach Da'afilo Al Begadov Mechusa Yish Lerachtso O Lefashto Shelo Yei Dovak Bo Atomo Mikol Shekin Kishen Nichshal Chas Hashem Ayidei Keri Shelo Yei Lemas Keres Iser. So in the Sefer Chassidim it writes that Da'afilo Al Begadov, even if the semen's on the clothing, one should really go ahead and wash the clothing or remove that particular article of clothing in order that the source of tumah not be there. And the Mishnah Berurah just adds in, all the more so, if one had a seminal emission, either again from some type of arousal, meaning not through relations, where again, which is prohibited, so one should try to go ahead and remove that prior to davening in order that one's shortcomings not be visible or not be literally on the body at the time when one is davening. Halacha hei, tzoa b'fiyat tabas, afilu hi mechusa asar likros l'divrei hakol, afilu eino niris kishu omeid v'niris, kishu omeid v'niris kishu yoshev. So this is another interesting halacha. This is tzoa b'fiyat tabas. The Mishnah Berurah says over here is talking about if a person has feces by the anus, so even if it's technically covered, one should not recite Shema when it's there. And even if it's only visible when one is sitting, but not when one is standing, ideally one should clean oneself up before going ahead and reciting Shema. Vav, hayil afan of ma'atzoa. If there was some feces in front of an individual, yachol levatla barok sheyarok ba v'yikra kinegda, one could spit on it, and if it's a very small amount, the saliva essentially will go ahead and dilute it, so to speak. And in doing so, then one will be permitted to recite Shema. Vahushi yarok ave. But this is assuming this is more than just like a saliva, this would be more like a phlegm, where the phlegm ultimately would go ahead and simply cover over the tzoa. The ina bitl moil el lefisha. And furthermore, again, the negation of the feces only works for that little time. In other words, for that little moment while it's still moist and covering over the feces. But ultimately, again, if a person doesn't read immediately and therefore the phlegm gets absorbed into the feces, then ultimately one would not be permitted to recite Kriyat Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Zayin, Safek im tzoa b'bayis, if you're not sure, if there's a safek, if there are feces in the home, mutar likros, one is permitted to recite Shema. One is permitted to recite Shema. Techeskas bayis shein batzah, because the assumption is that in one's home there's not feces laying around. Safek im tzoa ba'ashpa. However, again, if one is by a garbage dump and they're not sure, again, with their feces there or not. Aser, then it's aser to recite Shema. Mishum dechaskas ashpa sheyesh botsoa. Because the automatic assumption is that in fact the garbage dump does have human waste feces there. Avasafik mi raglayim. But if it's just a doubt about urine, afilo ba ashpa mutter, then even if you're by a garbage dump, it is mutter. It is mutter. Mishum de lo asra Torah likros keneged mei raglayim, ela keneged amud shel kiluach. So this is very important, because when it comes to urine, the only time you can't daven opposite urine is when you're there, is when there's the actual stream of urine coming out of someone's body. V'achar shenafal lo misra elamid rabbanon. But after the urine hits the ground, in other words, after it's detached from the body, then biblically it's not problematic, only rabbinically it's problematic. U'besveik on lo gazer. And therefore, because it's only rabbinically problematic, therefore, again, in the case of safek, ultimately, the rabbis were not gozer. All right, so we will stop over here for today. Mirat Hashem will pick up in Simin Ayin Vav Sivches tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.